Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired to meet me here every Thursday nights. Anytime I come to these airwaves, I am coming with a full heart and an intention to be able to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our being qualified for continuance in existence, and doing that which is necessary in order to have leverage under this world-conquering rampage of divisiveness that puts us in a place and space where we are divided within our very selves, that we are not doing that which truly allows us to be fulfilling destiny directly, and that destiny is always what the Creator intended for us, the intelligence of our being, having the opportunity to be fully expressed in us through our talents, our skills, and our being able to respond correctly and directly in any and every now moment. This is how we ensure the success of our lives. This is what lays foundation for that which is true wisdom. And we're in a place and space where it's necessary for us to get real focused about what we are living for and what we truly care for, care to have going on in our lives, care to be remembered about, and to know that you are the one who has the real authority in your life, that no matter what the systems are, no matter what the games of agreement are, no matter what the legislation has been, no matter who's in office, you are the God or the essence of God that dwells in that body temple, and what you say goes. The issue is what it is you're focusing on, what it is you're thinking about, what is it that you are literally infusing upon the waters of your cells? Because that is going to go before you, that is going to create the field of energy that magnetizes and attracts you and amplifies the energy that you're walking with to set you up for fulfillment of that which is your own heart's desires. And where you may not be clear about what's in your own heart and what you truly want, now is the time to get real clear. And I'm the one to consciously set a precedent for our realizing that we will never have anything greater than ourselves. So when we are wise enough to be in that place and space where we are doing that which is ours to do in valuing our lives and ourselves more than every other thing, to make ourselves our priorities and to get intensely intentional about being completely realigned and restored and properly centered in this absolute reality that is absolutely fabulous. It's already divine. The whole earth is Eden. And she is producing so much that we have the opportunity to partake of, and that there are no people upon the planet who have no gifts to give. The issue is that where we have people who are not caring to be the gift, where they are not investing in themselves, where they are not fully engaged in exalting the gift that they've been given as breath and heartbeat and life and whatnot, and coming to a point and place where we have an understanding and an understanding that in order for us to be standing in a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death under a world-conquering rampage that is intended to make sure that we feel hopeless and that we feel helpless, that we're in a place and space where we are doing everything that allows us to really stand absolutely on behalf of life itself. So it doesn't matter whether you're in business or entertainment or religion or whatever echelon of society that you feel drawn to, you are always going to be benefited when you are consistently caring to be absolutely immersed in that which is absolute law, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. And to know that the purpose in being upon the planet is to be in a place where you and I are self-developing, self-discovering, self-actualizing, and self-realizing through the mastery of our emotions, the mastery of our minds, being able to put on our minds what it is that we want to think about and not allowing our minds to be used as a screen for the projection of other people's thoughts that you entertain consistently over and over and over again until you find yourself having experiences that you don't know where these experiences came from, how these things happened, because in your mind, you couldn't possibly conceive of yourself doing all these things, and the next thing you know, you're doing them because you thought about it, because it became a thought that settled in your mind, and you were supported in that activity, whatever it is, because of all of the socialization that we get. And whatever it is that you pay attention to, realize that there's so much distraction from what the purpose in being is here. So that when we really care to be correct, when we really care to stand in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, that literally is the work, and that there is no work that we can do as well if we do not do that. And that if you really care to be wealthy and you really care to be rich, then you would have to be really caring to be harmonized within the laws of existence. And the progression of the law is order. The progression of the law is that which allows you to be in a place where there's no blockage and obstruction. The exaltation of light and love and wisdom and truth is that which you have an inner urge for, puts you in a place and space where you are always going to see the silver lining, and you are always going to be benefited from every situation and circumstance when you realize that you are the one who has real power and authority in your own life. And once you give all of that away, then you can be guaranteed that you will never experience the fullness of the blessedness of being, because most people do not have your best interests at heart. And we can see that those who legislate do not necessarily have the best interests of the people at heart, that there are those who have been selected and elected to various positions throughout this country in terms of local government and state government and national government and whatnot, that really are there to perpetuate somebody's agenda, and the agendas that are not harmonized within the laws of existence and understanding that existence itself exalts a full life's urge. It always is ever expanding. It's ever unfolding. It is ever growing, and it is ever shaping itself and using everything to create a greater wellness for everything and everybody. And if we were wise, then we would be centered from the perspective of knowing that we're here to add to the gift of life, the blessedness of life, the sanctity and the sacredness of life is what we should be exalting. And in the exaltation of that, in the commitment towards that, in the alignment with that, which is the will of existence for the full expression of itself towards the wholeness of everything and everybody, that is truly how we generate the greatest prosperity and the greatest wealth. But because we're in a situation and circumstance where we are seeing so much sickness, illness, disease, obesity, and misalignment with life itself, misalignment with light and wisdom and truth, then we have to really strive for it. We've got to dig deep within ourselves. We have to reach high to get to a greater point and place, because sometimes you get motivated to do certain things, and then after a while you lull back into this state of affairs that makes you forget that you were even trying to get up out the ditches and valleys of degradation, of being in a place where you're just working and sleeping and getting up and doing the same old thing, but you're not really living. The living is the wealth. We will never have anything greater than that which is already beating our hearts and breathing us. And there is no amount of money that we can be given, that we can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded, or rewarded, that has more value than one breath or one beat of our hearts. And so I'm the one to encourage you to invest in yourself. I'm the one to encourage you to realize that there is that one real I, that true I, that in the absolute reality that there literally is only one self. And that one self is so intelligent that it has figured out a way to gift itself to absolutely everything and everyone. And everything and everyone is expression of it. We're in a now moment that requires us to honor life, to respect life, to understand that worship is love. And love is worship. And where you love something or you love someone, then that's a form of worship. So be mindful of what it is you're loving, because everything doesn't bring you the same thing. You understand? And you'll never have anything greater than you. So when you are loving you to the degree to which you do nothing to undermine yourselves, when you are loving you to the degree to which you do nothing to undermine yourself, because yourself is literally charged upon yourselves, when you are in that place and space where you are so strong, so focused, where you are always adding to yourself, loving and honoring and cherishing and treasuring and really facilitating the greater good within yourself, when you're in a place and space where you truly care to walk in the integrity of who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence, or what others would refer to as being a son or a daughter of God, then know that that's when you have the greatest access to the infinity of possibilities. And there are so many doors that and so many windows that could open, but you never know when they will open. You will never know. It's always going to be a place where you have the opportunity to create the openings, because you are so focused in what it is you're asking for, what it is you are seeing and visualizing for yourself, and where you are not developing the faculties that you have been given to create, then you are going to be in a place and space where you are not as faith-filled, that you may sometimes get depressed. You may not really realize what is, and you're blocked and obstructed. But that's the agenda of the system of things, is to block and obstruct us. You understand? And now we have the opportunity to flip the script. We have the opportunity to make everything work towards our greater good, because we are conscientious enough to declare it, to affirm it, to ask for that, to know that that which we speak, the word that we use, is that which allows for the fulfillment of the law in what it is we're actually creating. Duty and obligation and responsibility would mean that we would consciously be caring to create a greater wealth and a greater health, to really reverse the sickness, the illness and disease, to really perpetuate life and to be healed. Because nothing that we do makes sense if we have greater and greater numbers of people dying from more and more disease. So for whatever amount of polished wood, metal, and stone we have access to, for whatever amount of money and investments that we make, when you have so many ones investing in the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death, when we have so many ones who work on behalf of the corporate entities and deities of death, the meat industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, the sugar industry, and all of these things, then understand that it's people working against people. It's those who are men, the progenitor of lineages, and those who are wound men, the perpetuator of lineages, who are not properly oriented as to what the purposes in even being on the planet is, that they would feel as though there is some prosperity that they can have because they go to work every day working on behalf of those products and those systems and thoughts and whatnot that undermine the functioning of the cells of children and elders, and rob us of the integrity of our being, so that we are houses divided within ourselves, so that when we come forward to have relationships and to have marriages and whatnot, we cannot be whole because we don't know to apply ourselves to being whole. We feel entitled to be drinking and smoking and spewing and being out of alignment with the laws of life itself. And then being out of alignment with the laws of life, then we feel as though because we pay attention to the legalities and the legalese and the games of agreement of the system of things, that because we obey that, then that is the foundation for our prosperity. But when you have a socialization that has already put you in a place where you feel as though you are entitled to be killing yourself, you feel as though that inebriation, intoxication, and your being disruptive within yourselves is all right because you're supposed to be dying from something anyway. I'm just saying is that mentally we have to have the epiphanies of realizing that there is one purpose in life. And many people will say, I don't know my purpose. No, there's only one purpose in life, and that's to live fully. That's to exalt a full life's urge, to get to that place and space where you are fully participatory with the beauty of life, the radiance of life, the power of life, and understanding that life in and of itself is everlasting. It is always regenerating. It is rejuvenating itself because life itself is completely permeated and penetrated with this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And that intelligence animates every atom and every cell of us. And we have no right to work against it, to work against ourselves, to work against anything. So there has to be a place and space where numbers of us are raising forward to stand in the integrity of what life is, in exalting itself, to be radiant in the many hues of the beauty of the color of life itself, in the greens and the blues and the reds and the yellows and the oranges. We are literally dwelling in a rainbow of color all the time. But you don't see it until the rain, until the mist, until the oil slicks in the street. That's when you see it. But we are living in the rainbow all the time. And so when you are, and when we are completely committed to living fully, loving, honoring, reverencing, worshiping, enhancing, enriching, uplifting, adding unto, blessing, benefiting, you understand, that's how the children of God work. We don't undermine ourselves and each other. We don't beat each other up. We don't be killing and murdering and bastardizing and usurping and devastating and violating. See, that's what is creating so much of this world, this devastation that's coming and that we're in the midst of with the warming of the waters because of all of the feces that has been dumped into the waters and streams, where those creatures that have been naturally placed within the waters for the water's benefit, for purifying the water, the snails, the crabs, the crayfish, the lobsters, and all of those, they're pulling these creatures out of the waters by the hundreds of thousands of tons. And then they're dumping millions and millions of tons of feces, creating methane and polluting the water. And we have to come to a point and place where we realize that you can't just continue to give the devil a right to be wicked and to have that much influence in our lives. It's like you all think that the devil has more right to be wicked than the children of God have the right to be righteous. You'll say, well, Adama, it ain't for everybody, but breath is for everybody. Blood is for everybody. Sun is for everybody. Air is for everybody. But y'all don't want the truth to be for everybody. You want the lie to be for everybody. Everybody has the right to live the lie. Everybody has the right to apply themselves to the socialization of a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death. But you don't have the right to hear the truth. You don't have the right to stand in light. You have the right to die. No, you have the right to exalt a full life's urge and do that which is truly in your own best interest. Because if you don't care to be rightly aligned with the purposes of existence, then there's no marching that you could do for rights. You're marching for rights because you're wrong in your living, in your thinking. And that right thought is the leverage that we get over those who refuse to be correct. And they're pompous, braggadocious. They feel that they have the right to decide who lives and who dies. They have the right to depopulate. They have the right to vaccinate. They have the right to poison. They have the right to decide that over 80% of the world's population who are people of color, that we don't really deserve to live. And they have us killing ourselves, being complicit and complacent with our own annihilation. And we're smoking cigarettes. Cigarettes, tobacco has killed more people than all of the wars that these people have engaged in. The alcohol has destroyed more lives and more livers than any terrorists. There have been no terrorists in the United States except for the corporate deities of death that leave children as orphans because their parents were socialized to be glib about their rights to kill themselves, and they died prematurely as a result of the accumulation and the contraindication of all of these poisons in their bodies. The sad sob stories we hear about children witnessing their parents killing each other, one killing the other, and the other one being put in jail, and this and that. I'm just saying is that everybody's life has been affected by the wrong thoughts, the wrong thinking, the misorientation, the misalignment of what life really is here, so that those of us who are living now should be in a place where it matters to us that we have leverage in a system that has already been condemned to death as a result of being the legislators, the perpetuators of death, of sickness, illness, disease, and death, so that multi-trillion dollars are being generated from the medications and the pharmaceuticals and the surgeries and the hospitalizations and the dialysis and all of these other things that are showing that there's more profit in killing than there is in living. That's the forces of Satan, Satan, Lucifer, and the devil that have a global hand over everybody. But the hand of death does not have the same power as the fulfillment of the laws of existence itself. The hands of death
do not have the same power as the hearts, the minds, the lives, and the souls of those who would care to be in alignment, those who would care to be cleansed, those who care to be healed, those who care to be whole. The hands of death have no power and authority in the lives of those who will realign themselves in the truth of who and what they are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that is so absolutely and supremely intelligent that it does not authorize us to kill so much of it over here, to uplift so much of it over here. Everything and everybody is designed to enhance life, to be a blessing and a gift to life, to rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of life. And that which is so simple has been put in a place where it's like rocket science, just knowing how to eat, that we don't know how to eat. That we don't know what we're made of. We don't know anything about ourselves. And I'm saying, know this, that you're given one life, and it's an eternal life. And you should be doing nothing to jeopardize your rise to destiny. And where you have been diagnosed with whatever degrees of sickness, illness, dis-ease, whatever they call it, I'm the one to have you know that you can be completely healed from whatever you've created. But you have to have the mindset to reach for something different. You cannot continue to reach for death and have the fullness of your life. You cannot continue to rejoice in your right to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, monosodium glutamate, and all of this stuff. Do you realize that the whole world is out of order? Do you realize that those of us who have the opportunity to even hear the conversations about our ascension and to hear the conversation about the DNA activation, to hear the conversation about the Pleiades and Osiris and Sirius and all of these realms that we should be emerging into, we are some of the most gifted spirits. But the whole point is not to just be in a place where you are intellectualizing all of this information. The issue is for you to get in formation with the whole of existence in exalting a full life's urge to do nothing to undermine yourself or anybody else. If you are working on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the meat industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, all of these things, then it is by virtue of your deciding that you truly want to prosper and to know that you have no prosperity in truth when you work on behalf of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil, the forces of divisiveness. No matter how much they can pay you, there is no pay that is greater than the glory of God. There is no pay that is greater than your living your life, exalting a full life's urge, doing that which truly honors and glorifies the legacy of the lineages that you represent. We are here to serve, and we are here to serve life. And all of these little ones, these young ones who get up and they flipping burgers and whatnot, you understand? And we got the boys that look like girls and the girls that be like boys and all of this because of the chemical contamination that's going on at the cellular level. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that regardless of what has gone on, regardless of what the agenda has been, regardless of what the intention has been, regardless of what the global 2000 and the depopulation and the Planned Parenthood and all of that, which is genocide, regardless of that, the thought to kill people is not the thought
that will win, that will triumph. The triumphant thought is the knowing, actually. It's not even a thought. It's the knowing. It's the actuality. It's the absolute reality that there are no forces, that there are no agendas. There are no ones who can triumph over that which is the intelligence of existence, because the intelligence of existence and life itself will always be the last one standing. There's no way to defeat it. The issue is, will you realign yourself with it? The issue is, will you drink fully of it? Will you partake and enjoy and delight in your living and stop feeling like you do not have options? You have options. You have opportunity to completely clear your blockages and obstructions. You have the opportunity to be whole, to be healed, to be in a place and space where you are the glory, the living testament, and giving a living testimonial of the triumph of absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. This is our time, and I'm the one to encourage you that those of us who are living in this now moment, it's our time to be all that we are without any apologies, but doing that which is necessary on a daily basis to reverse all of the issues that have already crystallized in our tissues so that we are able to be communicated with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and to be truly harmonized with our souls. And that's how we get out of here alive. That's the real work. That's the real prosperity. And that's the path that ensures our real success. You're in tune to Monday Night Watch, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And for those of you who are tuning into it for the very first time, we welcome you and encourage you to meet us here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are listening via your phone apps, thank you for using your technology towards your greater good. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed hour, I am so grateful and so thankful that you are caring to be consistent in taking advantage of my intention to prayerfully inspire you and motivate you and kind of push your buttons a little bit and get you to commit more to being what you truly are, to come to that place and space where it matters to you how you're living and that you're not dying. I am always so appreciative for every opportunity I come before these airwaves, and I'm so grateful and so thankful for all of you, whether you are, wherever you are, it doesn't matter. The fact that we are all now sharing in this moment of eternity is just the gift that the Creator has blessed us all with. And I am always consciously reminding us of how gifted and how blessed we already are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, for every atom and every cell of our being completely charged by virtue of the intelligence of existence, the same intelligence that animates that sun, that has the world spinning, that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that our coming to that point and place where we realize that there is that one real eye, that absolute eye that sees through every eye, and that we are in a place where it matters that we're respecting that eye. The eye that sees through every being directly, the eye of the crab and the shrimp and the lobster and the crayfish and the salmon and the tuna and the swordfish and the dolphins and the whales and all of Mother Earth's creatures that creep and crawl and fly and swim and have their being upon the planet, not for us to capitalize off of, not for our usurping, bastardizing, castrating and violating them and then feeding off of their carcasses, but for the earth and the benefit of the earth and the perpetuation of life and taking part in
what makes us all whole. We each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. And we are all here to exalt a full life's urge, to do nothing that undermines ourselves or ourselves, to be in a place and space where it matters to us the contribution that we're making, because we are the beneficiaries of those who've come before us, those who've labored, those who served, those who whose names we'll never be able to call, but we are still benefiting from their lives. And so we should be walking with a consistent attitude of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness of being. We should be in a place and space where we are so grateful and so thankful to be the ones that we are in this now moment, because we have so much available to us, so much access to everything that allows our lives to be more comfortable. And if we are not comfortable, if we're uncomfortable, if we're suffering, if we're in pain, and we are disenchanted and dissatisfied and discontent and sick and ill and diseased, then we can do something about that. You do not have to settle for that. You do not have to be in a place and space where that's all you know. And that's what's so wonderful about this time, is that we have access to the light and the love and the information, and that which allows us to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified, so that we have the opportunity to walk in the light of the truth of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. It is always present. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. And the agenda and the scheme here has been to put us in a place where we are dwelling in it by virtue of it, but we're not acknowledging it. Everybody calls on God. God this, oh God, oh God, and then the orgasming, oh God, oh God. It's just amazing how much God y'all call on, but then y'all don't want to be godly. And that's why I'm the one to remind us that every good thing and all of that which we're able to experience as passion and love and ecstasy and bliss, all of these conditions are as a result of the blessedness of our being. And there is a rightness, a right alignment that allows us to enjoy all of the pleasures of life, all of the gifts of life, all of the blessings of life, but not when we are working towards the detriment of ourselves and ourselves, not when we are usurping the lives of other ones. We are co-conspiriting and complicit and complacent with the forces that are working to create sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, starvation, violation, depopulation, genocide, and annihilation. We have to take greater responsibility to make sure that we are exalting a full life's urge. In this now moment, you are absolutely limitless in terms of the capacity that you have as this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. In this now moment, there is so much collective information and intellectual property and ingenuity and creativity and realizations and revelations and the epiphanies of so many ones that we have the opportunity to take advantage of, so that we can really walk in the integrity, in the light of the truth of the all that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. The gift of life was not given to us so that we could be glib about our right to throw it away. The gift of life has not been given to all other beings and all other creatures so that they could come under the degradation and usurpation of and the perpetuation of capitalism and our capitalizing off of their blood and their pain and their carcasses and their fetuses and their body fluids, and so that those things could be rotting in our intestines and poisoning our bloodstream and defiling the temples of God that we each have been given. And we have so many ones who are able to intellectualize it all. The ones who are into the metaphysics and the ones who are into the scriptures and the ones who are into just all of the different things. But the reality of it is, at what point are we able to take a collective stand so that the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death cannot pump their poisons into our communities and be more consumed than that which is designed for us and our cellular functioning? So the churches, the pastors, the priests, the pope, the preachers, the ministers, where are their voices when it comes to really understanding that our children should not be vaccinated with all of these chemicals, this formaldehyde and arsenic and other things that are literally creating the autism and all of the other delayed and degrees of retardation in their mental and spiritual development? We are in a now moment that requires us, wherever we are, whomever we are, whatever hue of people we may be, to come to a point and place where it matters to us that we stand in the light of the truth of the ones that we are in our now moment, and know that we as a collective have to come to a point where we will no longer be complicit and complacent with our annihilation, with the genocide. And so many feel as though, well, it's always been going on, you know, this is Satan's kingdom and this and that. And I'm saying, no, we dwell in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. There are no men and there are no spiritual entities that are controlling these men. You understand, who have created the world and created the rest of all there is as existence, and everything and everybody is held by absolute law. And the law absolutely is the fulfillment of love. And love is a power and a force that holds all things, all worlds, all realms and whatnot in their harmony with the whole of existence, with cosmic law, the universal laws, the laws of Mother Earth, Mother Nature. And we are not exempt from being held accountable. And we benefit when we consciously care to walk in the integrity of the love and the lawfulness and the light and the wisdom and the truth. This is what gives us leverage in a system that has tried to make sure that we are not that wise, that we are not that strong, that we are not that disciplined, that we are not that ordered, we are not that mindful, not that careful, not that caring, not that conscientious. And when we hear and listen to other ones who justify in their mind why it is that they can kill themselves, the smoking, the drinking, the spewing, the feeding their children all manners of artificially flavored, the flesh of chickens and pigs and turkeys and all of this, and then all of this mystery meat that you're giving and getting. We are in a now moment where we must understand that everything and everybody is under siege. It's not just one or the other. The whole of us is under siege. And that's why it requires all of us, regardless of what hues, from the blackest black to the lightest light and all of the different shades and hues of us in between, to come to a point where we stop supporting and stop exalting our differences, that we are realizing that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that breathes us, one absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, one absolute and supreme intelligence that sees through our own very eyes. And when our blood is defiled with the rot of carcasses, when our blood is defiled with the inebriation, the intoxication from the alcohol and the tobacco and all of these things, when our blood is is defiled with the rampant raging of worms and parasites and organisms and whatnot. No matter how much you go to church, no matter how much you go to the mosque, the synagogues and all of this, no matter how much you call on Jesus and Allah and the rest of them, your body is under siege. Your temple is defiled and the spirit of the true and living God cannot possibly function in the light of its supreme intelligence when you are under siege. With each and every breath and every beat of our hearts, we should be in an absolute gracious thanksgiving for the gift of our living. But the nitrates and the nitrites and the BHA and the BHT and all the preservatives and whatnot that are saturating and concentrating and contraindicating in our brains and our livers and our kidneys and our spleen and our glands and all throughout our tissues. These things have facilitated our behavior modification so that we, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, are no longer functioning in harmony with the rest of all of intelligences in exalting a full life's urge, knowing our food, being able to excrete our waste, knowing our kind, loving and perpetuating ourselves, exalting life, being creative, understanding how to respond correctly and directly in any now moment, and particularly when we realize that our lives are at stake. That the first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine ourselves or ourselves. To be in a place and space where you are taking responsibility for what you're choosing, because so many ones will blame God and say, well, God would not give us more than we can handle, but God didn't give you that. You chose death. You chose that pork and that beef. You chose that alcohol and them cigarettes. You chose the drugs. You chose all of that. God did not have anything to do with that. And so the tumors, wherever the tumors are just the accumulation of the chemicals that the body, being designed by the intelligence of existence, is working towards your greater good. So it tucks those toxins away so that they're not absorbed through your bloodstream. God did not give you sickness, illness, and disease. We have been under the auspices of those who are sick, ill, and diseased, and they've created a system of food industry and other things that is not food, nothing nutritious about it, but created multi-trillion dollar industry and money on our sickness, illness, disease, degradation, deprivation, and all of those who go to college and get our degrees so that we become the professionals, those who profess to know, those who profess to care, but those who cannot in any real degree of confidence and faith know how to reverse those issues, nor are they willing to apply themselves to reversing those issues, because they say, well, you know, it's all about the money. The doctors don't want you to be healed because they're all about the money. There would be no business if we were not killing ourselves. You understand, there would be no way for us to be under the court system when we were in our right mind, because our bloodstream was never poisoned. We were never fed deficiency. We were given that which facilitated optimum cellular functioning, and we were fed that which truly nourished our cells so that our cells were healthy, so that we were able to generate healthy thought, healthy mind, healthy choices, that we did not get caught in the game of violation and desecration and all of that, so that we can be under the system of incarceration and all of this other tragedy and travesty, that we are not functioning in the light of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. God is the one who is triumphant. The God is the one who has been disciplined according to the laws. God is the one who cleared and cleansed and purified and consecrated and came into the order of the intelligence of existence and the essence of God. Goddess is the one who has done likewise, and male and female are we, and together in harmony with our commitments to absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, we form that Godhead that lays foundation for the exaltation of our generational wealth and secures the rising destiny and the progression of our lineages, so that we are not houses divided against ourselves. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care, to dig deep within ourselves, to do the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification. Because when you really realize that you're being fed hot dogs and hamburgers and salami and lunch meats and deli meats and all of this flesh and blood and bone and fetus and pus and all of this stuff, the cancer is already there. It is the path of sickness, illness, and disease. It is the path of adulteration. It is the path of death. And we have the opportunity to step off, to step forward into our direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, and our souls. We have the opportunity to be initiated into the higher echelons of conscious immortality, and to be in a place and space where our daily living is actually school, and we are learning how to think and how to use the laws and how to really activate the other 90% of our brain capacity, and how to walk in the light of absolute and supreme intelligence, so that there is no fear and there is no doubt and there is no lack and there is no sickness, there is no illness, there is nothing but the rejoicing and the delight of being able to respond correctly in any and every now moment towards creating a greater wholeness, a greater wellness, a greater joy, a greater happiness, a greater peace, a greater poise and prosperity. We are these points of the presence of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. It is our time to care, to be godly, to be in the right use of all of our faculties, to understand the way of life. Because anything less than that is not sufficient. The Constitution of these United States is not a high enough spiritually minded document to pull us up out the ditches and valleys of degradation. Calling on other ones as your savior when you are not willing to save yourself and to do what's in your own best interest is not light enough to reverse your sickness, illness, and disease. And to go anywhere and see that the majority of the people are overweight. The majority of the people are sick. The majority of the people don't know how to take care of themselves or their children. That this is a tragedy and a travesty, and it is the reality of the failure of America as government, the failure of America and its religious systems, the failure of America and its educational systems, the failure of America and all of those who exalt the right to be wrong, all of those who feel entitled to be killing themselves, entitled to be profiting off of the degradation, the deprivation, the starvation, the annihilation, the inebriation, the intoxication of the people. We are in a now moment where we cannot continue to be complicit and complacent with a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death. and to realize that that which is key in terms of our flipping the script, in terms of our responding appropriately to being under a world-conquering rampage that is depopulation and genocide, the key is your care. The key is your desire in every fiber of your being to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified so that you are completely renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified in the truth of the light of that which you are as absolute and supreme intelligence. The key is understanding that Mother Earth and Mother Nature, the intelligence that is all there is as existence itself, did not intend for us to try to find healing in a bottle and on a shelf. That which comes out of laboratories. Scientists have no right to be dealing with our food. And when you go to these trauma centers, after having chosen so much of that which has no vitality, it has no life force, it has nothing that your body needs, and therefore, the more you consume it, the more it undermines your cellular functioning, the more blockage and obstruction it creates, the more mucus it creates, the more lactic acid, the more uric acid, the more carbonic acid, the more acidity that begins to literally burn your cells alive and disintegrate the cartilage and whatnot. So it's bone on bone. You are in a place in space where death is shutting you out. We can do something about that now. You do not have to have the arthritis, the rheumatism, the gout. You do not have to consistently be talking about, well, I've been HIV positive for the 18 years. You could have not nipped that stuff in the bud long time ago. We do not have to be dying from anything. But the key is to realize that as long as you continue to accept that you're supposed to be dying from something, then nothing is going to serve you truly until you change your mind, until you decide that you will dwell in the absolute truth, that you are this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and that intelligence is ever renewing, ever rebirthing, ever regenerating and rejuvenating. It does not die. And our purpose in being upon the planet is to be purposed in our self-discovery, our self-actualization, our self-realization, and harmonization with the absolute truth of who we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. When you have a world-conquering rampage that has been issued by so many of governments, when you have men of all races and hues who feel entitled to have sex with babies and little girls, that they are entitled, they feel entitled to take from a woman what a woman is not willing to give, that when you have ones who will decapitate and cut off legs and limbs and arms and rape and violate, then you are literally dealing with a people who deserve to be destroyed. If they will not accept the correction. When you are dealing with a people who would rather graze tens of thousands and raise tens of thousands of cows, hundreds of thousands of cows, and appropriate land and water for the use of those cows as opposed to feeding people, then you have a people who will soon cease to exist, because there is no way in hell, within the earth, upon the earth, or beyond the earth, that a people who have no commitment to the laws of existence can continue to exist. There is no way that people who have no commitment to love can truly prosper. There is no way that people who have no commitment to light, no commitment to reverencing and honoring the intelligence of existence and the laws that govern existence, a people who have lost their purpose, have lost absolutely everything, and they've lost their connection to their destiny in leaving the planet as whole beings and being recognized enough to be carried into the exalted spiritual worlds by their ancients, their angels, their guides, or their guardians, a people who love death are surely destined to reap a harvest of death. So we must be very conscientious about what we're choosing and how we're living, and that we are knowing that it is our duty, obligation, and responsibility to stop the madness. It is our duty and responsibility to raise completely up. It is our duty and responsibility to do what other ones didn't know to do, what they couldn't do, to do on behalf of those who've come before us. It is our time to stand on behalf of life, on behalf of the whole of existence itself, and where you will not do that for yourself, then there's no way in hell that you can properly serve the purposes of existence and honor the lives of your children and lay foundation for their progression and the exaltation of your lineages. We're in a now moment that requires us to get real about living, to understand that if we're not intelligent enough to have a conversation about the prerequisites for our being qualified for continuance in existence, if we're not in a place and space where it matters, the quality of life that we're living and what we're choosing and how we are giving back to those who have strived and those who struggled and those who sacrificed, how we honor the memory of the great ones, and to know that their gifts should give us the capacity to be even greater, we are in a now moment that requires us to care. You're in tune to Thursday Night Watch, the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.